Welcome to the Shane Christopher Neal Podcast. Shane's a TV and radio personality, international event host, A&R label rep, co-founder of BS Live Rocks Entertainment Group, an all-around epic guy. This podcast is sponsored by Music Life Magazine. Check out all Shane's podcasts at musiclifemagazine.net. So much to talk about with so little time. Here's your host, Shane Christopher Neal.
All right, the BS Live Rocks and Roll Roadshow once again from our favorite location, the Warehouse in St. Catharines. This is where it all happens, and this is where it's happening tonight with this gentleman, Jeremy, and his band, Strictly Hip. Welcome, my friend.
Thanks, Shane.
So I want to talk about your band first. The album that you're going to pay tribute to came out in 1992.
Right.
Okay, fully completely. Your band started in 1995.
That's right.
You're from St. Catharines or Niagara, so maybe talk about how you started this whole thing.
Well, I wasn't the first singer in this band. And this band existed before I was in this band. But I joined it in 1995. And I'm from Sherkston, Ontario. And we played here in Niagara and around, you know, Lake Ontario and Western Ontario until like 99, and then started playing in the United States exclusively.
Wow.
And so the band is based in Buffalo now. And now we come and play, you know, maybe once every couple months. And
So for you personally, though, with the Tragically Hip,
yeah.
So what drew you to want to sing Gord Downie? And were you always a Hip fan? Is it just something that suited your voice, or...?
I was always a Hip fan. The first time I heard it, like at the time, I was into The Doors and REM. And then when I heard it, I'm like,
yeah, because they're the same.
Yeah, you know how it is, right?
Yeah.
You like a little bit of everything. But at the time, it was like, you know, late 80s, like REM, the coolest college band around, right? And then I just loved the darkness of The Doors. And then when I heard it, I was like, this is like my two favorite bands together. I thought that at the time. I don't feel like that now. But ever since then, I've just been fascinated with it. And, I've kind of made it like where some people would be into an author or a poet and kind of devote their studies to it. I've just sort of educated myself in like the study of the Tragically Hip.
That's awesome. So with the Tragically Hip, let's talk about this. In Canada, when this album came out fully completely in 1992, sold 200,000 units within a couple of months in Canada. But they pull it from promotion in the U.S. In your opinion, for the Hip, I mean, everybody loves them here in Canada. Do you think they're recognized the same way in the U.S.? And if you don't think so, why not?
I think there's a really, I've heard this question asked of the Tragically Hip a lot. But I think there's a big misunderstanding about how popular they actually are.
Right.
Because the Tragically Hip go a lot of places all around the United States and play.
Sold out.
Yeah, 1,000-seat venues.
Right.
Right? A long way from the border. Let me tell you something. If you can play a 1,000-seat venue anywhere in America, you're a successful band.
You're doing all right.
Yeah.
What are the challenges for you as a singer, emulating Gord's voice and even his actions? And how close do you look at that when you're performing? Are you more of, I want it to sound the same, or it's going to look the same? I mean, you're a little bigger than Gord.
I hate Gord. I have no interest in like emulating the way that Gord performs. I think it's impossible to do it.
Right.
So I don't try to do it. Our band is about like, and always has been about, just performing the music accurately and respectfully and with reverence.
Right.
And that's all we've ever tried to do. And that's what we try and do now. No one wants to see me dancing around. I as a fan, I don't want to see anybody dancing around like that.
So what makes your band different than, there's the Practically Hip, which are here in Hamilton and Ontario. We were talking before the camera that they're all over the world, right?
Yeah.
So why do you think you're unique in what you do with the Strictly Hip?
You know, I got to say this first. I saw today that there is a Tragically Hip tribute band in Hong Kong called Phantom Power.
Really?
It's wild, right?
That's why your poster over there says Phantom Power.
Right.
You're playing June 30th, I think, again.
Yeah, we're going to do Phantom Power.
See, there you go.
We're all, like, there's a Tragically Hip in Canada that's massive. And there's a band that plays the exact same songs that we play in every town.
Right.
In every big town, every little town. I don't know what makes it different. I can only speak to what we do. And as I said, like what we do is just try to celebrate the music with the fans.
Yes, thank you.
And we're like just honored to be able to perform this stuff. We're all in love. We're all fans of it. And just like people that come to listen to us play. And so we're, to us, it's just like this celebration where we're about, like, music is sharing, and we get to share this music with people. And that's what we're going to do tonight, is just share this music and this incredible album. And everyone's going to sing along, because everybody knows every word to the Fully Completely record.
What have you learned the most from, and I'm going to say from Gord Downie, because he's the author of the band, the poet.
Yeah.
What has he taught you, maybe not even just about music you play, but just about life?
Right. Well, initially, I think I was about 18 or 17 when I first heard the hit. And I just, like, digging into it, and, like, I think he made it cool to be, like, and okay to be, like, smart, and okay to be and thoughtful and intelligent. And he was all those things. So I try to, like, in my life, I try to live that way as well. I think everybody should. And it's not just Gord doing that, but when you're young and impressionable, and you have this rock star, he's like, wow, you don't have to be... Yeah. Like we were just talking about Skid Row, you don't have to be,
exactly.
You don't have to be that. Or
you don't have to be Bon Jovi,
right?
Yeah,
you can, absolutely. You can be cool, and you can. It's cool to be smart, you know.
That's I'm not smart or cool, so
you're a little of both.
The strictlyhip.com. Make sure you check it out. They're going to be back here June 30th. I said that.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, to play, and they're over in Buffalo and all over the place. You were in Vegas.
Yeah, last weekend.
So these guys are superstars. Make sure you check them out.
Superstars.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Shane.
All right.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. Visit Shane on Facebook at Shane C. Neal Media Personality. On Instagram at ShaneCNeal.com.